You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. Welcome in, everybody, to the Monday Morning Podcast. Just got back from a trip from Italy. So if I sound a little off or I'm a zombie, it's the 13-hour flight. Buongiorno. I don't even know what time it is. And our game sevens were total absolute duds. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Rick Bucher. I don't even know what to make of Phoenix. They look tight. Chris Paul ineffective. What do you even make of what you saw?
Well, I believe this game was lost 2 games ago. I honestly believe that when Devin Booker and Chris Paul, it was a little bit like the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade mocking Dirk Nowitzki. Everything was rolling for Phoenix, and they were going at Dirk one-on-one, and they were laughing at him. This is Luka Doncic, who was a European MVP, who has played in front of crowds with fireworks going off in the stands, with people taking their lighters and heating coins and then throwing them at you while you're playing, with a absolute mushroom cloud of cigarette smoke hovering over the arena, and crowds where I've experienced it. Like you start finding anything to put in your ears, like paper or anything to try to dull the noise. So you take that, his experience, that there's no situation that's going to phase Luka Doncic. And then you basically clown him. You're asking for it. And you're asking for it from a Luka Doncic with a Jason Kidd who is also of the same mentality. If you insult him, he's going to find a way to make you pay. And he did with Luka basically by saying, okay, Luka, you know what? Every opportunity you get, we're having you go at Chris Paul. We're going to have you go at Devin Booker, but you're going to have to bring us something to the defensive end. They clowned you because they were going at you one-on-one up 20, 25.
Right.
You've got to give me something the entire way. And Luka responded. The Dallas Mavericks collectively responded. And the Phoenix Suns basically were the bully. And they got punched back. And they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I still can't get over the lack of offense. I mean, Booker, you know, it's interesting with Devin. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. He doesn't create a shot really very well. I mean, Devin needs a screen. Devin needs help. You know, people make these comparisons. Luka doesn't. Luka doesn't need help.
He doesn't need anything.
Ja Morant doesn't need help. Steph Curry doesn't need help. Booker's not super twitchy quick. He needs something. And it was really apparent in the first half in game seven. Devin just couldn't even get good looks, fallaways. Yeah. It was, you smiled as I said that, but he doesn't really create his own shot.
He's a great shooter. I don't know that I don't want to say he's not a great scorer, but what they did is they made him play in a crowd where he had to make decisions. And ideally what he would have done is drawn that crowd and created for others. He doesn't have that at all. So, and it was uncomfortable for him. I mean, you could literally see he started thinking. And as soon as he's thinking, game over. Chris Paul is the one that if you try to double him, he's going to kill you because he can distribute. He can get other guys involved. I thought it was brilliant on Jason Kidd's part to say, we're going to make Devin Booker be a playmaker. We're not going to let him be a scorer. We're going to make him be a playmaker. And Devin doesn't have that in his game. I mean, face it, it's basically taking the Suns back to what they were before Chris Paul showed up. Because Chris Paul is the one who became the orchestrator of everything. And for whatever reason, Chris Paul, you know, whether it's fatigue, whether it's age, whatever,
With Chris's age, it feels like Phoenix is athletic, but they need another scorer. Hmm. You can't bring this team back. It feels like they have to add a piece offensively. Do they have to move somebody?
Yeah, I don't want to overreact because I also believe that this was just a really bad matchup for them. Luka, like they don't have like this next series with Memphis. I mean, excuse me, with the Warriors in Dallas is going to be really interesting because Draymond Green is the kind of defender you want to put on Luka Doncic.
Right.
He can play a bigger guy. He's clever. He knows how to play angles. I'll be very interested to see how that matchup goes. The Suns just don't have that kind of guy. Mikal Bridges, for as good a defender as he is, Luka just can body him down.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton is not quick enough to stay in front of him. Chris Paul is not big enough.
Right.
Like it's just they didn't have that one guy and they lit the fire under Luka. I mean, again, I will go back to it. Like they were going along and Luka was playing at a certain level. And then they just said they mocked him. And he was like, oh, no, you're not doing that. And he took him apart.
You know, Luka has, I mean, when you think of the greatest last 20, 25 years, the great scorers, Michael, Kobe, Kevin Durant, LeBron could be, but I don't think him as your, he's a little atypical for a scorer because he's such a great distributor. None of them shoot like Luka, and his body, he's so thick. He's not going to have Durant's injury issues. Mm-hmm. I said this about a year ago. I could see him being the all-time leading scorer in the NBA by the time he's like 33 years old. I mean, he is just the best scorer on the planet. I'm not even sure. There's nothing quite like him. I mean, it's interesting. Here's my only concern. he's not quick in his scoring. So he needs to body you. And God, that can wear you out over a career because, you know, he doesn't fly past anybody. So every move, Rick, is a lot of work. Herky-jerky banging.
Well, there's a trade-off, though. I mean, you're right. But he also, he scores efficiently. Like, he can bang you to the mid-range and then step back and hit a shot. He can he can score in so many different ways. So there's a trade-off there. The problem that the Mavericks have, the bigger problem as I see, is your point about he can't score fast. Like, they don't – he generally is not going to get up and down. If they're – you know, they shot the three ball well. But if they have to play from behind, they're a different team. They can't score in bunches because that's not him at his best. And I felt sort of the same. And by the way, I'm in the same condition as you are. I took a red eye to the East Coast on Friday night for Saturday, and I'm still recovering from that. So I know the feeling. But no, Doncic is again, so much of the playoffs is matchups.
Yeah.
And this was not. Ultimately ended up not being a good matchup for the Phoenix Suns. I dare say that if they had gotten somehow managed to get past Dallas, like I would have liked them against the Phoenix Suns. I think it would have been, the Golden State Warriors would have been a completely different setup. Now I'm really curious to see whether the Dallas Mavericks can replicate this.
Yeah, I think I the Warriors are a tough matchup because Wiggins is now the league's best four. Clay, I mean, they're really an intriguing team. On nights where Poole's playing well, it's Steph, it's Poole, it's Clay, it's Wiggins, and they also, they're so small, but the league's getting small. I mean, let's be honest about it. The league's getting really small.
Doncic is playing five. Giannis is playing five. That you have point centers now, essentially.
I think Golden State's a handful. First of all, Spencer Dinwiddie was on fire. Yep. With Spencer, I feel like Spencer's the kind of guy, you get about two games like that a series. You know what I mean? And that's not a knock on him, but he's a B.
Sure.
And the A's, Luka gives you that game six games. Yep. So I think Golden State, you know them better than I do, but I think they're a. I also think you could throw Draymond at him. You could throw Kuminga at him. You could throw, you know what I mean? Like, you could just throw more bodies than feet because Kuminga's 6'7", 220. You wouldn't put him on for a long stretch, but between Draymond and him, it's a tough matchup. And I think Luka could have an off game or two.
Yeah. I don't have an answer because you're right. Kuminga, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, you could rotate those guys on to Doncic, and you're going to give him a tougher challenge than the Phoenix Suns were able to do with Chris Paul and Mikal Bridges. And
none of those guys work. None of them fit.
Jay Crowder, none of those guys can bother Doncic once he figures you out. But there's also Jalen Brunson. You know, they have other playmakers, and I have to kind of sit back and think about who I like going into this series because the Warriors are not the Warriors of old. Klay Thompson had a great game six, but for the most part, he's not Klay Thompson anymore.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, I was watching that game with a couple of buddies and they were like, what's wrong with Steph? And I was like, he's lost like a quarter step. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't get the same airspace on his three. And he doesn't get to the rim to be able to finish in the same way. It's just he was always working with a very small margin and maximizing it. And now the margin has shrunk even more.
Yeah.
So you have to have Jordan Poole going. You have to have Clay giving you some semblance. Draymond Green has to be good. Like, and Wiggins has to be efficient. And you're talking about guys in Wiggins and Poole who just have never been on this. They've never been on the stage before.
That's right.
So they're kind of figuring it out. So I don't have an answer for you yet on exactly what kind of series we're going to get. I just, I, I hope we get a long one because it's going to be intriguing.
Yeah, I don't think we have a great team in the West, and I don't think we have one in the East because we have Miami and Boston now, and I think I like Boston in seven. Yeah. But I want to go to Milwaukee. I've always kind of felt with Milwaukee, I said this last year, is I think they could win three titles in 6 years. They feel like the Spurs. I was reading Jeff Perlman's book when I was in Italy, Three Ring Circus, Kobe, Shaq, and Phil. And the amount of chaos, animosity, angst for all those years. And yet they won three straight. And if Karl Malone's healthy, they maybe win four straight because they were so gifted. Like the Warriors with Durant, they were so gifted. Mm-hmm. Look at all the chaos with Jordan's Bulls, Jerry Krause, Phil Rodman. The truly great teams know they're great. There's lots of egos, but they just out-talent you. Milwaukee's like San Antonio. They can't win three straight. They're not that gifted. They've got to have all the guys healthy. They need a break. And I looked at it, and as I watched that Boston series, I thought they're just not good enough without Chris Middleton to end up in the finals. I mean, in the last 6 years, I could be wrong on this, but I think they've been eliminated four times in either the first or the second round because things didn't work out. They made a conference finals and lost, and then they made the finals and won. Right. But I look at Milwaukee and I'm like, listen, they're going to win another championship probably. But all of our champions are not equal. There's the Dirk Mavericks. And I kind of feel like this is a poor man's Spurs, where you've got a dominant big, a strong culture, couple other really nice players. You know, Manu Tony, it's Drew, it's Middleton. Nice players. But they're not special without Middleton. You take one of them out and they're a team. They're just a team. Yeah.
Well, it's the challenge too, and you know, fans hate to hear this, but you're in Milwaukee, you're in San Antonio. That's like it's you know, you're not going to get Gary Payton and Karl Malone and guys who will join the Lakers to make a run. Horace Grant, like, there, that's not happening for the most part in Milwaukee or San Antonio. You're just going to get good guys who are at the end of their career. The David Wests are going to go there and say, hey, I don't have a ring yet, and I can spend a year in Milwaukee or San Antonio trying to win one. I think Giannis is going to win a couple more championships.
Yep.
And it's going – and I think he can be better. What we saw against the Celtics is that he reverted a little bit as soon as the mid-range jumper wasn't working, and he couldn't score efficiently in the mid post at a slower pace, and they desperately needed that with that Chris Middleton. That's ultimately what they missed, is that Chris Middleton would give you some of that, And then they need to get more athletic. Like Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen, like all those guys got exposed.
Grayson Allen was terrified on the court.
Yes. He was, he's Duncan Robinson, basically. Like, great regular season. We're going to get you threes. You can hit them. And now we get it where, oh, they're targeting you at the defensive end and they're not going to let you have a wide open three. You're going to have to put the ball on the floor. Now what can you do? And that just, a guy unravels. So, They definitely have some work to do on this roster, and now I'll be interested to see where this Boston Celtics team goes, because I think there is such a value in winning a championship and understanding what it takes. That's what kind of surprised me with how Milwaukee unraveled as this series went on.
Yeah,
like a lot of their they were self-inflicted wounds. Like, they were getting behind early and turning the ball over and missing open threes when they needed one. Like, that, when you won a championship, that's not supposed to happen. Bobby Portis, you're not supposed to go off the rails.
Oh, God.
In game seven. And he was
liability.
Now you know, if you ever wondered, God, Bobby's he's a really nice player. Why has he bounced around the way that he has?
Yeah.
Now you know. You get to find out. And the pressure's raised, then you find out what the true character of guys are. And he lost it.
playoffs are here. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. FanDuel's hooking you up free bets through the playoffs. Free bets. Doesn't matter if you're a new customer or already have an account. Be sure to check out the app. Exclusive weekly same-game parlay promos. FanDuel's got so many ways to play. Best of all, when you win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code Colin. If you already have an account, you're all set to get in on the action. Either way, you'll get an assist from FanDuel when you bet a same-game parlay during the playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. In Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP. In Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their general tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
the 1970s NBA had a ton of parity, and it was not very well watched. Now, my Sonics won a championship. The Blazers did. So as a kid from the Pacific Northwest, it was a great time. I think the Sixers won one. Warriors may have won one. The Barry.
Talking about like mid to late 70s.
Yeah, with the Al Addles, Rick Barry, Jeff Mullins.
The Bullets won one, I think, in there.
Kevin Greavy and the Bullets and Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld.
Wes Unseld.
Yeah, so, and in that time, there were a lot of memorable players, but no great teams. And I kind of felt, watching yesterday, I'm like, these are really good teams. Boston's a great example of really well coached, know what they are. There's a certain way they've got to play. They can discombobulate a little bit. If Tatum's not hitting, it can get really ugly, really fast. Mm-hmm. I do think, I've been saying this all year on Miami. I don't get it. They don't have a closer. And then, you know, Butler played, you know, they played some dysfunctional Sixer team here that kind of unraveled. I think I like Boston over Miami because of Tatum, but I say it with so little conviction. I mean, what do you make of Miami? Good bench, great coach, athletic, fair, deep.
I think they get the most out of what they have on a nightly basis, more so than anybody else, which is why they have the regular season record. They had the regular season record that they did. And then they played a Philadelphia team that honestly, the 76ers would have been better if James Harden just didn't go to the defensive end of the floor, because you assume that he's going to guard somebody, or he's going to rotate, or he's going to do something. You assume like he's there, he's going to do something, and he wouldn't. And so you combine that with the fact that he wasn't scoring. And so now if you have him on the floor, you're thinking, oh, he's going to score, but he's not going to defend. So we need to have Matisse Thybulle out there.
Right.
We need to have defensive players out there. They can't score. And if Harden's not scoring now, it's an avalanche.
It's an avalanche.
And I think Miami was able to look. I wasn't impressed with Miami and the way they beat them. They just outlasted them.
Yes.
In a lot of those games, not like took control of the game. And it was for three quarters. You're like, if Philly could just hang in, they could win. And they just couldn't sustain it.
You know, Rick, I was thinking about this. In fact, I was thinking about this in Italy when I, because I was watching highlights, and I thought, you know, Daryl Morey probably made a promise to James Harden on a contract extension, right?
Yep.
But I don't believe you can find any of the last five champions, and I could be wrong. I'm just going off memory, that had a terrible contract. It's almost a deal killer. Champions rarely have an absolutely egregiously bad contract. There's a lot of things champions don't have. Not all are great defensively. Not all have three reliable scorers. Not all have a great coach. Is Budenholzer a great coach? None have a time bomb contract. And if you give Harden that, it's over. You just limited. And I thought to myself, because of the way he laid an egg, the media and fans, if you break that promise, have no problem at all with it.
They don't.
And the owner could step in and go, we're not signing him, and Maury's off the hook.
They could.
That was my takeaway. I thought to myself, it was so bad that Maury will curry favor with the fans and the media in Philly, and you know sports radio in Philadelphia carries weight, and it was so bad the owner can step in and say, we're not doing it. Morey can just go, hey, what can I do? I tried.
He could. However, the agent and the players, superstar players, will know that Harden was promised and that they backed out of it. And how that plays going forward with other star players. They don't look at it as Harden didn't live up to his contract. They will look at it strictly as, no, he came over, you promised him a deal, and you broke it.
But players are also savvy. They know Harden's a dog. Secondly, because of the emergence of Maxey and the talent of Embiid, you don't really need another star for the next 3 or 4 years, and people forget. I mean, Maxey, Tobias, Embiid, and you get another good player, you don't need a star for 3 years.
Okay, but here's the question, and I haven't looked closely enough at their books, but you're gonna have Harden for at least one more year. The very least, he's going to opt into his 47, where I think the promise was, which almost makes it worse, promise was you opt into the 47 and we'll take care of you afterward. Don't make us load up on you now.
I'd rather load up for one and move him.
Yeah, well, that's not, I mean, okay, so, well, however that goes, but here's the problem. So you sign him for one for, you know, he opts in, right? You have him for a year.
Yeah.
Right? How are you going to move him? Like, you're going to have to trade him. You're going to have to do a sign-in trade. If you just let him walk, I don't think they're going to have cap room to just go and sign somebody. So that's where when you say, because I don't think Tyrese, Matisse, Tobias, and Embiid makes you a title contender.
Maybe you
have more faith. I don't know how much better Tyrese Maxey is going to get. I think he's very good. I don't think he reaches like.
Is he 23 a game good?
Oof.
So because Embiid's 29, he's 23.
Well, but it's not. It's when you get your 23. Because I need him to be the guy at the end. Because I can't always count that I can, in a last second situation, I can't count that I can get the ball into Embiid's hands fast enough in a place where he can operate.
I just think, I think the time bomb contract is a deal breaker for championships.
Well, I agree with you there. I believe that if you are the Philadelphia 76ers, while you would never say it, you're not looking at this strictly through the prism of winning a championship is the definition of success. If I'm a team that is always in the mix for the next 3, 4, 5 years, that's successful.
Oof.
That's the reality. But it's the reality because of it's also the reality of with Embiid, because of his health. Here's the other thing. Like, he stayed healthy, and I give him all the credit in the world for playing with an orbital fracture and tearing his ligament in his thumb and all that. But this happens every year, and he's in the prime of his career. So even when he's in shape and he doesn't have a major injury that costs him a season, he breaks down physically somehow, some way. And I just feel like, you know, somebody asked me the other day, like, do you blow it up? Do you just like, you need to start over? I mean, the other part is you're going to have Doc there for, he's got 3 more years on his deal. I don't know that Doc is taking you to another championship. So while I would never advertise it, I look at this Philadelphia team as, I just want to be competitive. And if somebody falls down, if somebody has an injury, maybe we sneak through.
That's a hard sell in Philadelphia.
But I don't feel like they're one piece away. I really don't feel like they're one piece away. There's so many flaws to them, whether it's coaching or your star player being fragile or the James Harden question. Like, it just, I don't know. And I don't know that Embiid as my star player and his demeanor and the way he wah, wah, when he didn't win MVP. Like, that can't be my emotional leader. Giannis can be my emotional leader. Steph and Draymond can be my emotional leader. Chris Paul can be my emotional leader. A guy who says, you guys just vote who you want to vote for. And I don't know if I'll ever win. Like, dude, move on. Yeah. You didn't win MVP, okay? But you took a nice step forward. You got plenty of people saying that you should have won MVP. And you should be looking at, how do I win a championship anyway? So what are we doing here?
All right, I'm going to go Warriors in 6 over Dallas, Boston in 7 over Miami. Any problem with either?
No, but, you know, Colin, I always say this. When somebody says, I'm going to take them in 7, you're really not saying anything. Like, take them in six. If you think Boston's a better team, take them in six. Nobody's gonna fault you if they win in seven.
That's true. I'll take both. I'll take the Celtics, Warriors in six. By the way, you've been to Italy because you've traveled. You're a soccer guy, yeah. So you've traveled abroad a great deal.
Yeah.
I could honestly, I usually do a 10-minute opening rant before I do these, but I'm dealing on, you know, I'm literally, it's 3 a.m. right now. I could live in Italy for long stretches.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go?
I went to Florence, Siena, okay. Chianti, Rome.
I could do without Rome. Tuscany, Florence. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, my wife didn't like Rome as much either. She liked Florence and Siena, and she likes Tuscany. She could, and I'm like, I need some juice. Ooh. Rome's got a lot of juice. Oh, I like Rome a lot.
Yeah, I can already see it. There's going to be a cowherd villa in Tuscany. It's coming.
I will say this.
Herdburgers are not going to make it in Tuscany, though. I'll tell you right now.
The cost of living. We had lunch one day, both had a glass of wine, water, bottle of water, nice lunches, espressos, $24. They don't tip over there. Yeah. $24, yeah. You don't tip. I was just like, everybody wants to move, you know, to Americans are moving to Costa Rica. And I'm like, yeah, I'd get sick of the surf. I know you like to surf. I'm like, we paid $60 for dinner every night and we were just gorging ourselves.
Oh, and it is. Oh, fabulous food, man. Oh. Yeah. My son's graduated from high school. He and two buddies are going to Italy, flying to Milan, going to Florence.
Now, do you like Milan? I haven't been there.
It's a fashion. It's the fashion capital. I haven't been there. Give me Tuscany. Give me the Isle of Capri. Like, give me the South, Southern Italy. But no, you picked it. You did it right.
And by the way, we went in May. So the tourism, the Russians aren't, visiting because of their situation. So, for whatever reason, I think it's the regulation still on COVID, perhaps they said Russians, and Asians were not ramped up for tourism. And so May is not a heavy month for Americans. So there was basically, it wasn't crowded. It was fantastic.
So what you're saying is that there was a place to park the cowherd yacht.
I'll tell you this, parking in Rome is so inept. They make fun of it.
Oh, yeah. But did you drive?
No, we had tours, basically just hired individual tours. We did a Vespa tour, a food tour, a castle tour.
Did you do a Florence food tour?
We did a 3-hour Florence walking tour. We did a Rome food tour. Food in both was amazing. I strongly recommend food tours.
In Florence, we went on a tour where every place that we went had to be in the family for at least 3 generations. And it was like gelato, the bakery, seafood. Oh. It was unbelievable. One of the greatest experiences. I took my kids, and one of the greatest experiences they've ever had.
All right, let's shut it down. Good 35 minutes, Rick. Celtics 6, Warriors 6. We're both exhausted. We'll talk soon, buddy. Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right
with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.